good morning. How are you? You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast out of unceded Musqueam territories. I'm Simon Armstrong. You can tell I'm a little bit sick. I've been fighting a cold for a week. This is Vancouver, right? That's Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. It's your favorite comedy talk, morning entertainment news, Vancouver-based, podcast-related show on the radio. And like I said, my name is Simon Armstrong. We're lacking two people right now, two very important people. Number one, Alex Byron, who is my co-host, and Gavin Clarkson, who is my third mic, both of which are not here. Gavin is not coming today. He's been waylaid by probably the same sickness that I'm fighting right now. And Alex is just a tad bit tardy, so he will be here soon. But until then, it's just me and you. So sit back. I don't know if you're in bed with your coffee or whatever you're doing. Just sit back and enjoy it and listen to me rambling about stuff that you probably don't care about, but you're too tired to get up and change that channel. I mean, I shouldn't even say change that channel, probably, because that is putting the idea into your head. Excuse me if you hear stuff clacking around in my mouth. I'm sucking on a Halls here, or a lozenge, I guess you should call them, to avoid some kind of advertisement. But I'm sick. I got sick. I'm in spring break right now from school, and of course, 2 days before spring break kicks off, I get sick. I get a little tickle in the back of the throat, and that's almost more upsetting, because you know what's coming. You know exactly what's coming. You're about to get real, real sick, and it's not at the point where it's debilitating yet, but you know it's gonna happen. And it's just annoying, and it's just frustrating. And it's like, I feel like when that happens, I got to get stuff done. I got to start, you know, planning ahead. Chop, chop, buddy. Let's make moves happen. Because I know in the next 2 days, I'm going to be in a cough medicine coma, you know, watching The Crow 3 on repeat because I can't get up and change the disc. Excuse me. And I will apologize for the coughing. But it's going to happen again, so just get used to it, okay? I am. I'm the one who's coughing, okay? So sorry. But yeah, now there's nothing you can do about it, right? There's no cure for the common cold, is there? No, there isn't. I know that there isn't. Because if there was, I would be imbibing in it. I thought I was doing everything necessary to not get sick. I've been washing my hands. I've been... I put vitamin C, emergency, it's called, in my tea every morning, and yet, here I am. I'm plugged up. I'm bunged up. The works are not working right now. It's terrible. I'm sure you're sick too, actually. You know what? Everybody's sick right now. That's the truth. Everyone is sick in this city. And what to make matters worse, it seems like everyone's sick again. Like, I was sick a month ago. How am I sick again? How does that happen? Is this a new flu thing that I don't understand? Biochemistry or whatever it is. So I'm not even going to get into that. But it's just frustrating to me, to a layman, you know? What can I do? Do I have to scald my hands with bleach to kill whatever nasties are living on there? I mean, I probably should do that anyways. These things are horrible. I think there's a mushroom growing out of my fingernails. But you know what? Mushrooms don't cause the cold, do they? So, I don't know. The cold. The flu or a cold. I don't know why I called it the cold. Yeah, it's this. We got a good show for you today. I'm just waiting for Alex to show up. I don't know. I don't know where he's bussing in or something. I don't... I think Gavin usually gives him a ride, and if you're just joining me, it's Simon Armstrong here, waiting for Alex, my co-host, to show up. Gavin will not be here today. He's waylaid with some pressing matters of some kind. His bed is too comfy. Believe me, I don't blame him. But Gavin gives him a ride, and so I don't know. Hey, Alex doesn't know how to deal with that. So he's coming. But until then, like I said, I've been sitting in bed drinking cough medicine for the last week, and I've been playing video games too. And I For the last 2 years or so, I've felt more grown up in my life than I ever have before. And that's because I stopped playing video games basically entirely. Okay? I love video games, man. I love them. I used to play them constantly to the point where my sisters would steal my video games and hide them because they were concerned for my health. My Pokemon Red, I believe, my sister stole from me one time and then returned to me a number of years later and said, I took this because you're playing it too much. Of course, I just took that opportunity when I lost the cartridge to go buy Pokemon Blue, which I guess, you know, in hindsight, her tactic didn't really work, did it? But like I said, I have a long history of playing video games. And over the last 2 years, I stopped. I went through a weird period where I would start to play video games, right? I go, this game looks fun. Oh, this is cool. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's a Resident Evil guy made a video game? Okay, great. I'm gonna play this thing. I play it for 10 minutes. I go, oh, I love this game. It's really great. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, you just move on. And it was weird. It's a weird thing. I wasn't in enraptured by it as severely as I have been in the past. I'm not sure why that was, but I kept trying for a number of months. You know, I've got a new game here. I'm going to try it. I don't care about it. And then so you start to feel guilty because you're spending money on this thing that you don't care about anymore. And you're going, well, have I just lost some kind of vision? You know, am I that unaware of myself? You know, I don't like these things anymore. Am I just falling into old habits? Maybe. Is that what happens? It takes you a while to realize that you don't actually like something anymore. That's what I thought anyways, up until last week when I started getting sick. I went on Steam, which is a program on the computer that you can purchase digital copies of video games on. In fact, they have a lot of exclusive video games on there. Here's Alex. He's showing up. We'll see if he remembers the door code. But I've been playing this one game on Steam called Stardew Valley, and it's a farming game. Okay, it's not Farmville, as my girlfriend calls it, Farmville, which enrages me, you know, because she has no sense of history. Okay. It's clearly Harvest Moon. It's not Farmville. Anybody who's anybody would know that, okay? It sends me into a flying rage, but I understand that she's intentionally doing that, and she doesn't really care about Farmville or Harvest Moon or whatever stupid thing I'm playing now anyways. But it works, so let me set the record straight. It's not Farmville, although some fools might think it is. No. It's called Stardew Valley, and it's reminiscent of Harvest Moon. So you plant a bunch of crops, you wait for them to grow, you pick them, and you sell them. And, you know, there's tons of other stuff you do. There's, like, mining, there's fishing. I spent a lot of time fishing. You can get a girlfriend, you can have a family, you know, you can get a boyfriend, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever, you can get a partner of any kind. And it's got this thing called One More Day Syndrome, and Alex is about to step in the room, so we'll pause this conversation, and maybe we'll never get back to it, but we'll see. I'm staring at the door, waiting for him to enter, and it's not happening, so I'm just going to move on back to the conversation that I was having with myself and you 2 seconds ago. There's tons of stuff you can do. You level up your fishing, and the point I was trying to get at, I'm just gonna explain the whole video game to you. No, the point I'm getting at is that it's got this thing called One More Day Syndrome. Where here he is, and we're live. Have a seat, Alex. You're only 9 minutes late, so that's pretty good.
Hello, everyone.
Your mic's not on. Oh. There we go.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
It's me, Alex.
You're not supposed to say everyone. You're supposed to say. Just say hello, because it's one-to-one, right? Like, you're speaking to one person.
We probably do have one listener, if we're lucky right now.
Right, so it's more appropriate that you don't say everyone.
Yeah.
Metaphorically and literally.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Call in, Steve. 604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
You're flustered. We've probably got some people out there.
Speak into the microphone,
probably got some
dear.
People out there. Yeah. You're really the advice guy this morning.
Well, you're doing a lot of things wrong, so, yeah. Get that jacket off. you sweet boy. Not even enough time for a coffee.
No coffee for me. I had a show at Abbotsford Yuck Yucks last night.
How'd that go?
It was good. Mm-hmm. It's good. I defended Jared fiercely.
Whoa.
Which is a hard stance to take.
Whoa, okay. Let's hear that. I mean, the last time we talked about Jared, he had gained 30 pounds from honey buns.
Yeah, and due to his recent weight gain, he hasn't been able to defend himself properly, and he did get jumped in the yard.
I heard that. He was beaten ruthlessly.
And the support on Facebook for the beating was, mm-hmm. And people are thrilled.
No, they're down.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's like countdown to Jared getting killed in jail. You know? Everyone's just, just a bloody nose and internal bleeding. But
dang it.
Maybe next time, you know.
Who had bloody nose? How much money did you win? What were the odds on that?
Yeah. It's still, like, it's not good.
Jared is that guy in Shawshank Redemption who's crying at the beginning, you know, when their first night there. He's just screaming and crying. But that every night.
I mean, the guy made a mistake. A big mistake.
Okay.
Did some bad things.
Uh-huh.
But he also did a lot for nutrition.
Did you say diddle? Can't say that.
he
did a lot. My mistake.
Everyone wants him to get killed right away.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of... There's a lot of pedophiles. When I was like... Jared got attacked in jail. Everyone went, yeah! It was a round of applause for violence.
Mm-hmm.
This is disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, this is what has to happen for us to condone violence. Just one crime, and then people are on board.
We have the picture up here. We have the TMZ article about it. But look
at
this.
You already have it loaded up.
Look at the man who beat him up. He's sitting here with his young grandson. That looks like a man who would jump someone in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, what is...
I don't know what came over me. I just looked over. I saw him eating his honey bun, and I thought... But it's like, there's... Okay, everyone wants... There's probably... There's way worse pedophiles in jail, for sure, that are just so happy that Jared got into that jail, because he has this high
profile. Popular. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, people just want to see him get torn down. It's no different than any other... Amy Winehouse, but just because he's a pedophile. And listen, the guy did a lot.
Jared Fogle and Amy Winehouse.
The guy did a lot for nutrition.
Right? No, he didn't. He wanted people to eat Subway.
There's people out
there. There's no nutritional value there.
Well, he inspired people to go to Subway and realize, oh, this doesn't work, but I'll keep trying. And,
yeah.
You know, the weight loss idea was good.
Right.
It was good. And then made some serious mistakes. Not saying that was good.
Hmm.
But, I mean, does he deserve... to get stabbed 8,000 times with a rusty prison shank. I'm not so sure.
Maybe. Okay, so did you start out wanting to defend him, or did you just, you initially were disgusted by the reaction of the crowd and you went, no, okay, now I have to defend him?
It was just current events.
Yeah, you were just mentioning it.
It happened the day of.
Yeah.
I'm quick like that. You know?
You are so quick.
And then I was talking about that. This is a day old now, but it's still pretty,
it's all right.
Pretty relevant, I think. That American student that got sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
In North Korea. God. Was he American?
Yeah.
Oh, because, my God.
You know, did you read why? What he did?
Tell me. Inform us.
You, the listener, mm-hmm. be shocked to find out that he stole a propaganda flag from a restricted area of the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I can understand why you'd want, it would be so badass to have that in your den.
It would be cool.
It would be freaking cool.
Yeah.
But it's also a horrendous idea.
What a fool.
What an absolute dummy.
I'm picking up every bit of hair I drop.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't want to make someone even think that I'm littering or doing anything wrong in North Korea.
They put people in prison camps for no reason.
They don't even need a reason. Yeah. Don't give them one. What are you doing?
They executed every member of the orchestra.
No, but this flag would look cool in my man cave, dude. Like, I had to have it.
Yeah.
Like, no, get out of here. What are you
just
thinking?
Imagine the guards coming.
And you're just like,
that's Vietnamese.
It was nothing. That was dot. Yeah. That was like Mars Attacks.
That's a Vietnamese symbol.
That's Mars Attacks you were doing.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you get a kinder response from the aliens in Mars
Equally
Attacks.
Equally tyrannical,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
They're, but I mean, the only thing you could do that would be worse than that is if you were just like, I'm going to, you know what would be cool? To flick Kim Jong-un in the nose.
Oh, my God.
I think I could get away with that.
Yeah.
I think
nose.
Yeah. He'd be okay. He's cool. He seems
he's down
a good
with that,
sense
right?
of humor.
He's
a humble guy.
He can laugh at himself.
Yeah,
right?
There's one thing I know.
Yeah.
It's that the North Koreans.
The venerable leader. Great Kim Jong, whichever one he is.
More like venereal leader.
Whoa, don't say that, okay?
Yeah.
Don't say that. Just in case they're around here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Don't even. Oh, my. I don't want to do.
15 years of hard labor.
I couldn't do hard labor. I can't do 10 minutes of hard labor.
I can't
labor.
Get up early. And this guy's.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay, also.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay, close this article. It's weird.
You're staring at this man.
Yeah,
okay.
TMZ is distracting.
All right, sorry.
Hard labor in North Korea is. Day one, you get stuck in the bottom of a mine, and you go, okay, sir, what do you want me to do? And they go, move that boulder over there to the other side of the cave.
Yeah.
And it takes you like a month.
You're crouching the whole time because the tunnel is not.
You're eating rats, really.
If you're eating.
Yeah, you catch vermin. You know what I mean? Maybe, hopefully somebody drops dead and you can scavenge their body.
Why wouldn't they make hard labor something useful? Instead of like,
because they
want to move a boulder.
Down.
Yeah,
as
but
as soon as you move to the boulder to the other side, the next month is okay. Move it back to the other side.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It seems like they could. They.
Yeah.
Like,
it seems like that could.
Productivity could be up.
You're saying
bit.
The North Koreans are not that efficient in the way they handle their society. And
no, I mean if you're gonna have people getting sentenced to hard labor, you might as well have them doing something useful, right?
Right.
Like you know.
I always like every.
Pulling,
there are random reviews that are done at the station. Where they just sit somebody on the board down, you know, after their, like, sensitivity training and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they just listen to a show.
Yeah.
And every single show we do, I went, what if this is the one?
This is the
one. What if this is the one that starts with Fogel support and North Korea bashing? What if...
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, then...
I take none of it back.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, if you're review this.
Yeah, this will happen.
What am I holding, Simon?
Not your kneecap, bud. Oh, no. Well, this is a comedy program, Alex, and of course we're taking liberties.
Discretion advised.
Whoa, we're bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Speaking of bad, I'll be on a great show next week. Next. What's today? What's the day today?
It's St. Patrick's Day. It's the 17th.
Is it St. Patty's Day?
I don't know.
It's not
St.
Patty's Day.
Yeah, it is, dude.
I feel like I would know. Well, I'm not a
tap the morning to ya.
Are you gonna? What's your? Hey, let me finish this plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. Next Saturday.
Keep it on track, bud.
Next Saturday, I will be at the Rickshaw Theater.
Oh yeah.
The comedy.
Great theater. Never been there.
Shocker.
Ooh.
Which is a dirty, nasty comedy show.
You've done that before, haven't you?
No.
Oh.
It's my debut.
Okay.
But a lot to prove.
Yeah.
I was at a show the other night. Said I was going to be on that show, and the other comic went, Do you even have dirty jokes?
Ooh.
The gauntlet has been placed.
Whoa.
What is a gauntlet?
It's it is a steel mitt that a knight would wear to protect his hand.
Oh, so you put it down, put it on.
Yeah, I think it in more...
I want a gauntlet. Where do I get a gauntlet?
Any antique store?
Ah.
Yeah, get a whole suit of armor. Just wear it.
I love that. I love the idea of armor.
Yeah. I think in later years, it became just like a thin glove, and you'd smack someone and duel them to
that
death.
That sounds great,
right?
too.
I mean, that's
yeah,
way
probably more useful.
Easier on the wrist, right?
Yeah. Smacking someone really is one of... For,
oh, it's
For the
insulting.
Return on value on... energy.
I want to smack
like,
you.
Like, if I can smack you. Do you want to go one for one?
Yeah, no, I don't, no. Because it would get too real.
Yeah, it would really.
It'd be awful. I wish Gavin was here so we could just both smack him.
He'd be up for it.
Yeah,
he'd go,
he would.
Oh, and make a little family joke.
His wispy hair would blow as I smacked him on the
slap.
Cheek. Damn it.
You don't want to slap him. All the
I don't want
to slap
him.
Most slappable guys. See, I'm a horrible guy to slap.
Why?
I've got a kind of an angular, bony face.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you'd find a way to enjoy it. But
I don't care. I would enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't actually be a lot of fun to slap. I don't want my
I got
wiry...
juicy cheeks, you know. Oh,
yeah,
but the
but
hair.
The
oh, you
really...
don't want to touch the beard.
Yeah.
It's gross, right?
It would be my hand would just
it would
slip
sink
off.
In and you go, "Oh, you get stuck." Oh, and whatever awful. Lives in here would start feasting on your hand.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so you're doing the Comedy Shocker. So
Comedy Shocker.
Now let me just ask this. As a devil's advocate, do you have dirty jokes? Because I don't know. I've seen your act. It's fairly. It's not clean, but it's not. It's not outrageous. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
how much work do you have to put in to prepare for this? Is what I'm asking.
I mean, I did the tryouts.
Okay,
that's why I'm on this show.
Oh, okay,
is I won the very prestigious Comedy Shocker tryouts. Woo! At Pat's Pub.
Good for you, man.
Yeah,
moving on up.
Yeah, I've got some Helen Keller stuff in there. Some
Helen Keller.
It's gonna
lots of relevant topics.
We're gonna probably work on this Jared Fogle support bit.
That's definitely shocking.
Yeah.
It's got legs. Yeah. Big, good calves for walking. You know, strong.
It's Jared.
Oh, and if you want to call in, you can call us at 604-UBC-CITR. Tell us how offensive we are. Tell us how you're doing today. Whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not the most offensive guy, but you don't have to be the most shocking guy to be on a nasty show. I mean, you just got to.
They are setting you up, though, with that name. It's the Comedy Shocker.
Sure.
You got to be there to say some wacky stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm fine. It'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I think you'll have fun.
I was at the nasty show. And we're getting off track. What were we?
Who cares?
Want to go to a little ad here?
Yeah, do a little ad.
Bring us on back after the ad. Stay there.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/Hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
All right, you're listening to Flimbo's Quest. That's some Commodore 64 music. We're always holding it down with the...
chip tunes, I believe they're called. Some people call them that, anyways.
Yeah.
I was playing... I downloaded some video games on my Wii Virtual Console. I dusted off the Wii, and boy, was it dusty. But, they've got like an online store called the Virtual Console. Where they have old games. And
yeah,
I
love that stuff.
I got one called Ys. Y-S, and it's for like Sega Master System or something, and there's two songs in the whole game, but they're awesome, but yeah, anyways.
We got some of that?
Yeah, I can play that next. I'll play that after.
A little tease for you.
Yeah. Ooh. I was looking in the news. It seems like someone does this a lot, where they reinvent a way to literally sell people dirt.
Yeah.
You know? Some guy in PEI... is canning the sand from beaches and the fog, and is selling it as souvenirs.
You can't can fog; it just turns into moisture.
Well, on the contrary, he said the fog cans will be small. We don't want to get it so that when they open up a can, you can't see your way around a room. So he's nervous about making the fog cans too big.
Yeah, you wouldn't want all that fog
to escape.
To escape,
right? What is fog?
It's not something that you can ship in a can.
No,
I believe it.
This couldn't be a gimmick. Could it?
Yeah. You know, I am so over the, hey, we're selling you something worthless. Buy it as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like the Cards Against Humanity. We this Valentine's Day, give us $20. We'll send you some bullshit. And then they literally, it was bull dung, you know, like, and they made thousands of dollars. Like, just stop it. Stop it. Enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough of that. God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they say stuff like people just want something to take home with them. You know, they just want us.
No,
they don't.
Well, okay, they do, but not sand.
In a can, though. It's like a little, you know, it's like, oh, it sand could be a can of tuna. You know,
you've done nothing with your life. If you're selling.
Well, sand. I know, Alex, but what does that have to do with this? Sand. I don't know.
Sand. You, in comparison to sand in a can guy.
I mean,
at least he's making
money. No, he's making lots of money. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Stan,
he's gaming the system. He's literally found a way.
Man.
Yeah, he's found a way to can dirt. And
sell it to people. The fog one is brilliant because that's an empty can.
That's an empty. It's got some water in it, maybe.
He spritzes it if you're lucky.
But at least the article makes it sound like he's out on a dock in the fog waving a can around and closing it. Like he's.
Yeah, I love the idea that this guy is he's picking his night.
Yeah.
How's the fog? Hey, sweet. What's a PEI accent?
I couldn't do it
even if I heard it.
I don't know.
But yeah, he's out on the pier on the freshest.
They kind of sound like
PI night.
They kind of sound like the travelers from Snatch, you know. Got to get the fog out there. Got to cool out there. Catch fog, fire people.
Oh, Anne.
Got to cool out there.
You were better than any son I ever could have had.
Got to go get the fog for the sand of people.
Right. You know, I don't think that's correct. I think
it does. I think it's pretty close. Yeah, I'm still doing the accent,
I
think it does. I think it sounds pretty good. Josh, man.
Search PEI radio.
All right, let's see.
No. Because you can stream local radio, right? So search like PEI.
Are we going to stream the radio on the radio?
Local radio. And maybe there's some talk. PEI talk radio. See if there's.
PEI talk radio.
War of the Roses.
No.
Doing some prank callings? No?
No. Let's listen to a PEI.
Yeah, see if you can find something.
Accent. And, this is a PEI radio. I'm here in Mustang territory.
So you just kind of trail off like that.
Yeah. They're not interested in,
What is a PEI accent?
I was talking to a sales clerk in Vegas, and she looked at me and she said, "My God, I love your accent." I stopped. Looked at her real close and said, "Really?"
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right on. It's just an exaggeration.
It's an exaggeration, but yeah. It's close. But we need a brilliant business idea like this. This is like,
do we ever?
You know, this is like,
do we ever?
This is like Pet Rocks. You know, this is like
right.
Anything else that fools
Many
people.
Many have tried though. Remember when we had that prank guy on our podcast?
He
was selling people envelopes of glitter and I mean, for every successful, and this isn't even a success yet. This is just a news story. He hasn't made any money off this yet, has he?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. How could you?
I really hope he goes bankrupt and loses everything and ends up asphyxiating himself in his garage.
He'll just have a garage full of sand and fog, and that's it. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah,
David Suzuki is 80 years old, and he's starting to postulate on and think about ponder his death.
Has he?
He said that environmentalists failed. That was his quote to Peter Mansbridge. He said that they failed.
Yeah.
And they're fighting the same fights that they fought 30 years ago, thinking that they'd won. It's depressing. Whoa. My God.
Did he say it like in kind of a like he meant it way? Like he really was
He's 80 and
is he 80?
He's 80, dude. And
his time is done.
The Reaper's coming for him, you know? He's like, I got grandkids, and I'm, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now. But I also, you know, he's known for thinking about the environment, too, and he's like...
We've completely failed.
We failed. He even called...
What are some of the things that he...
I don't know if he really got specific about it, but he was just saying that...
I'll just loudly blow my nose.
That's okay. That's the way we do it here.
I failed as a...
As a broadcaster.
As a yeah,
absolutely. We both have. Yeah, but it's just... It's
Man, that's depressing.
Yeah, isn't it?
God, the amount of times I've thought about donating to the David Suzuki Foundation.
I mean, don't let it stop you.
Well, it's too late.
I like it when people say that, when they're like, oh, God, the amount of times I've thought about doing that nice thing.
Yeah, I really just wanted to say that.
I know.
Like the idea that
that's not a nice thing.
That was my charity of choice.
It's actually worse because you're too lazy to actually do it.
Yeah.
And selfish.
Well, I had an Enviro Visa card, so I'd like to think that helped a bit.
That's right, yeah. Well, I have a Scene Points card, so that helps me watch movies sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I have now. The Enviro Visa wasn't really cutting it.
The point system wasn't up to standards.
I go, what have I won this month? What's my... Oh, we've lowered...
We've rescued a... I'm not interested. Yeah. I want to see Avengers. You guessed it on that movie... What's the name of it? Real cinema? Real...
Gotcha.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The radio show here on Thursdays. Real, 11.
Real world. The real world.
The real
but
world.
I assume it would be spelt real.
R-E-E-L, a little wordplay.
Right. Yes.
See, what they've failed to do is add confusing punctuation into their
name. Okay, what was I right about?
Nothing. I was just mentioning it and giving it a little pluggerino. What happened? How'd you get on that?
No, but you said I was right about...
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
How did I get on that? I did our show.
Yeah.
And then I just waited at the radio station until they came, and I went, hey,
you waited around for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was waiting for... I had an appointment, so...
Well, this has turned out to be a great story.
Yeah. One of the worst.
One of the worst of all time.
What did you say? Oh, no, I didn't say that. I'm pretty sure. I didn't. What was the?
What was I right about?
Tell
me what I was right about. Nothing ever. What do you mean? You're not right now. I didn't say that.
You did say that. The convenient thing here is that we are actually recording.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you that you did in fact say that.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Dang it! I think we're recording later today as well. We're trying to muscle out a bunch of podcast episodes.
Oh, it's too much.
I know. We can. You can find us on iTunes, Vancouver Right. That's Vancouver, comma Right? Uncensored, and all sorts of hijinks.
And you can find me next week at Kino Cafe on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Benny's Bagels on Thursday.
Whoa!
Probably the most embarrassing show to plug in the city.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Comedy Shocker on Saturday. What time is it?
It's 8:34 and 4 seconds.
Call in.
604 UBC.
CITR.
Oh, I like that. There's a new Goldies. Did you see that on Granville?
It's a failure.
Is it? Why? Because there's no comedy show?
There's never anybody in there.
Oh.
Every time I walk by, it's just a big, gaping...
pizza hole.
Yeah. I mean, how can you...
Well, all right.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Steve Letts.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you doing?
We got a local comedian calling in. That's nice.
Yeah.
Have you been a little more juice on Steve there? Have you been listening to the show so far today, or you got?
I have. Lots going on. I agree with your sentiments on Subway Jared. I'm sure there are pedophiles much more deserving of the beatdown.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's probably all evil pedophiles. Jared is just somewhat evil, like 70% evil, and then 30% looking out for
our health.
There's
definitely a spectrum of child molester, for sure.
You guys are
some bad looks from the next.
You guys are missing the point, though.
What?
There was a pedophile that was beaten down. Shouldn't
we
be happy about that? And not just go, oh, it could have been better. Why didn't he pick the worst pedophile?
This is a glass half full
kind
of thing.
No, and you know what? Like, the good thing to come of it is Jared can't gain all the weight back if he's got his teeth punched in and he can't eat.
He'll find a way. I think.
Yeah. In a way, it's probably a good thing.
You can gum honey buns.
You can smuggle in a smuggle in a blender of some kind. You make some toilet pancakes.
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's up,
buddy? I was just gonna say I'm sorry you guys aren't feeling well, but you sound extra manly today.
Oh yeah?
What does that mean? I'm talking to James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman right now.
Ooh.
Which one's
I'm James Earl Jones.
He's clearly James Earl Jones.
That's good. I want to be Morgan Freeman, so
well. Yeah. Are you in a cave right now, Steve?
No, hold on a second.
All right, I will.
There?
This is live radio, but I'll hold on. Thank you. Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is better. Why didn't you start like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had you guys on speakerphone. I'm doing some dishes.
Just spelunking.
I just started working, and it's drafty and echoey in here, so I had you on headphones. I thought it would be better.
Where are you working?
Guess not.
Where are you working, bud?
I work at a nonprofit organization called Mindset in sort of Olympic Village area.
Mindset. What are they?
It's a foundation that supports, like, basically we fund organizations that are trying to give people access to medicine and stuff like that.
Mm. Oh, that sounds stupid.
Very noble.
That's good.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Getting medicine.
What do you got going on in your comedy life right now?
Comedy life right now, I've just been doing open mics around the city, usually Seven Dining Lounge. That's where I met Alex.
Oh.
On Wednesdays. And then as far as other, like, set dates coming up, on April 12th, I'm going to be doing King's Head Comedy out in Kits. And then on
you should have led with that. That's
good to interrupt someone when they're doing a plug. It's really, like, professional. And
okay, sorry, Steve. When are you at a King's Head?
Yeah.
What's the date?
King's Head on the 12th, and then there's, like, a pro-am showcase at Seven Dining Lounge on the 21st of April. I'll be at that as well.
Oh yeah, they're starting Seven Dining Lounges. You know, I feel that Seven Dining Lounge really needs to make comedy. It's their only chance, because here's the thing about Seven Dining Lounge.
Okay, tell us.
Terrible venue.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But
it won't be terrible because Steve will be there.
It's on Broadway, okay. And it's called Seven Dining Lounge.
Uh-huh.
Why? Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not seventh. It's ninth.
I don't even think there's a seven in the address.
No. It's just the worst. I mean, at least they got rid of that god-awful banner inside.
Yeah, that banner was weird.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, the wood paneling in the background is a much nicer look for sure.
What's a dining lounge?
But there's this amazing. A dining lounge is, you can go find out. It's nothing, is what it is. It's
a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a place to get a warm beet salad.
Like, oh, my God. Have you eaten their food too? I had a veggie burger there because I was feeling earthly or whatever, and it was just like it was a hockey puck, it was a charred piece of garbage.
Okay, come for the comedy, stay for the comedy.
Well, but what am I?
Yeah.
What I'm getting into here is there's this amazing ability for good comedy to save a tacky bit, because venues for comedy in a way are supposed to be tacky and awful. You know, like comedy clubs have always been a bit like corny and weird looking. But it's kind of like
the fake brick wall behind you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be cheesy.
Yeah, like we've got. Like Jaeger's in Kits is this? It's one of the tackiest businesses in the world. But they have a Monday night comedy, and if that gets off the ground, I feel like that can be their thing. You know, it's like that. It's like owned by somebody with gang connections,
absolutely.
And it's like a money laundering, awful place with horrendous food. But it's like, but come there for a laugh, and then you know, it works.
You could be the next Frank Sinatra.
Once you get drunk enough, the food's tolerable.
I wouldn't say that about Seven Dining Lounge's food, but
no.
Yeah. No.
I had the poutine there.
Oh.
And it tasted like somebody had squeezed a pot roast.
You've been
until the fat like dripped out.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Is it wrong? I think that sounds delicious.
Yeah, me too. I was about to say that. Like, have you been through the whole menu, Alex? It sounds like you're familiar.
Yeah.
I started with the warm meat salad and then had the pot roast.
The pesto. I ordered the pesto and there was just cut up cherry tomatoes on top. And I went, I don't want cherry tomatoes on my pesto pasta.
Yeah.
Maybe a little sun-dried on
there. You should
have
gone into the back and given the chef a couple times.
Well, the chef is like 13. He's so young.
He's making Michelinas. That's what they're serving.
Michelinas.
I don't know what it is. Whatever. Sorry.
Oh, man. The amount of times that I got suckered into thinking that macaroni and cheese was going to be something special.
No, it's terrible.
It really wasn't ever good.
If either one of you guys could do a comedy show at a place that actually has good food, where would you do it? Where is the venue? If we could just somehow get a stage in your favorite restaurant, where would you?
I would have to say Subway. So, so Alex could do his.
It would be an It would be an all ages event, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think I would do.
It's an age max.
Maybe a little ramen comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be all sweaty, though.
Crowd work only.
Yeah.
Slurp it up and then do a little crowd interaction.
It's a great poached egg jokes. Kimchi.
Yeah.
It'd be mind-blowing.
Mm. But there's too many loud fans at ramen.
I need you to turn off the stove, okay, guys? And stop screaming at everyone who walks in the door, okay?
Yeah, it's really throwing my...
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about Dairy Queen is why they have
God damn it.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Steve.
Yeah?
Thank you for calling in. We're letting you go.
Hey, no worries, guys. Yeah. Have a good one. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
You too, bud.
Take it easy.
Oh, that was nice. You can always call in at 604 UBC CITR.
Absolutely.
And we're getting the stare down.
It's as, you know, as we're getting a preemptive stare down because it's we usually get a stare down about 5 to 9, which I can understand.
Yeah, you see.
But he was here at 8:30 and he is staring. Maybe if I've ever seen it.
Maybe he's got something really important. Okay. I have never been so thirsty. I have to go get some water.
Okay.
Go to a break or whatever.
Yes, sir.
It's Vancouver, right? That's Vancouver, comma right, ? Get it? It's your favorite comedy entertainment news and personal story-based radio talk show.
Does that mean you have listeners?
Every Thursday morning from 8 to 9. That's every Thursday at 8 to 9 a.m. Hosted by top-tier Canadian entertainers, Alex Biron.
Visualize, if you will.
Okay.
A mountain.
Okay.
And
oh, I got a great inspiration right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his nose.
And Simon Armstrong.
I make all the contributions to the show. We're also like incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. So when we try I'll speak for both of us. Make some funny happen, funny man.
Dude, I can't remember what I was gonna say.
It's a show about intellectual conversation.
Pull my rat tail.
Friendship.
So what are you sweeping up after?
Can you stop?
Two of Vancouver's most intellectually stable men tell it like it is.
Alex is a hoarder of attention. How damaged is your heart?
The fans are raving about Vancouverite.
I don't really like it.
No.
But anyway, sitting in the bath.
It's a new way to make single people feel lonely.
So make sure every Thursday morning at 8, you wake up with Vancouverite on CITR 101.9.
Okay, have another drink.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
What even is Comedy 60?
Comedy 64. It's a new show.
What is Commodore 64? What is it for a computer?
It was no. It's an old system. It's like
you plug into your TV.
Yeah. I think. I actually have no idea.
I've never seen anyone play that. Or
I don't know. This is Monty on the Run, though. For anyone who's interested, the theme to Monty on the Run for Commodore 64. I don't know. I never played Commodore 64, but the more I hear of its music, it's clearly got the best. I love it. I love the Commodore 64 music.
It's really good. Yeah, it's nice.
I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It's just weird guys, like, I don't know, in their basements cooking up these crazy beats.
A lot of work went into these songs, absolutely.
For no one to ever hear
them. Somewhere
up
there, Rob Hubbard is.
Rob Hubbard.
Probably dead. But,
well,
you know, if he's not. Shout out to Rob.
He's
Hubbard.
Getting lots of royalties from these YouTube videos, I'm sure. People are enjoying these.
Oh, making money.
Yeah. And,
money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was going to segue into there, but.
You got any, have anything you want to talk about?
I went to the Shameful Tiki Lounge last night. Have you been there?
I thought they were tearing that place down, the Waldorf.
The Waldorf?
Wait, is this at the Waldorf? Because there was a Tiki Lounge at the.
No, this is on Main
Street. Shameful
Tiki Lounge.
Tiki Lounge.
It's awesome. It's like,
what is it?
It's the outside is completely painted over all the windows. It's blacked out inside.
Yeah.
You walk in, there's like palm fronds and tiki statues.
Where is this? Sorry.
It's on Main, sort of by Slickety Jim's, I guess, 28th.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's like red lights and green lights, and they only serve cocktails, like tiki cocktails.
Oh, wow.
And I got, we started with one called the Mystery Box, and when you get it, they hit a gong, and they go, Mystery Box, and then they bring it to you, and it's like in a giant oyster shell, you know, with two straws, and it's on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, and all their drinks are like that. And they have one that you can only order if there's four people.
Yeah, that's where I want to do my comedy show.
Yeah. I bet it would be. There's a stage in there.
Is there a stage in there?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
And it's dark. I mean, I don't know why I didn't think of this.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm emailing them today.
Yeah, but they have drinks there that you can only get if there's four people with you. Like, they're legally not allowed to sell them because they're so alcoholic.
Wow.
And there's always fanfare when they come out. Like, they have a volcano that shoots out smoke when people order this.
Dude, that's where I want to do our live show.
That would be cool.
Show.
It's not that big in there, so it would probably be pretty,
Let's do, like, a test run.
Yeah,
that's not even
cool.
A recorded. We'll just do a live thing with us.
Steve can come.
Yeah.
He'll be the only one there.
No, don't. Okay. I'm pretty sure
it'll be a test
we
run.
Can get 15
and the bartender.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, we've been talking
it's
about
so
that.
It's so bizarre
for a long
that
time. Yeah.
I'd almost rather do it than just try to muscle my way into one of the usual spots.
No, bring people out to the Tiki Lounge cuz they have crazy they have crazy drinks. Like,
they have mics and stuff?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? I was too busy sucking back.
Why am I asking
rum
technical
drinks
questions? How many channels are there on the mixer?
But oddly enough, today...
Oh, God. I want a cocktail right now.
I had three. They were very strong.
Cocktails are great.
Yeah.
You never have them. You just drink... Why do I drink beer all the time? I'll have a beer. I want a cocktail.
Yeah, you do. They're delicious. They're
tasty. I want a girly one, and then
the girlier, the better.
And then I want one that's a little more,
Even their girly ones
balanced.
Are like, ooh, jeez.
Yeah. Boozy.
Great place for a date. You both end up, passed out face first.
Right.
In the street.
Yeah, I could probably just drink maybe just one.
Yeah. They have it like rum. They have like XXX barrels beside each the name of all the drinks.
Right.
To show how much content there is.
A super.
So clearly I ordered the strongest ones. Very good.
This place sounds legal.
It's awesome.
For Vancouver.
All the bartenders are wearing open like Hawaiian button-ups.
Mm.
With their hairy chests. Amazing place.
That sounds brilliant. Okay, so that's a possibility.
That's what I did last night anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, not helping my cold.
It's a healthy Wednesday.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
Not I really well.
Well,
that's a given. If you want to call in, you can call us at 604-UBC-CITR. Maybe you have a better cold remedy than copious amounts of rum.
Right.
Because I don't. But it did help make my throat feel better,
Yeah. Maybe if you drink enough alcohol, it might actually
Burns it away. Kill me. And then by proxy, the cold. That's what I've been trying to do for many years.
You really are a virus on our society.
I am,
anyway.
Yeah. It's true. I'm a living virus.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got to... I'm doing a little CBC recording this afternoon.
You must be stoked.
Going into the CBC newsroom.
Okay. You can see how the professionals do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how fast are you going to get kicked out?
Oh, I'm sure. I'll be giving them tips.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be touching the board.
Oh, yeah.
You know where the mic button is?
Ian, yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah Mann. Let's.
Yeah, Hannah Mann. Hey. Who are you? Who are you? Are you the engineer? Okay. Get in here.
Give me a sandwich.
This cord is wrapped around my foot. Untangle it. Yeah, okay. So what are you doing?
I'm doing a 3-minute piece.
You're reading
an
essay
you wrote? I'm going to be on the 180. You know that show, the 180?
Nope.
It's an opinion show.
Cool.
Current
what's
opinions.
What's your topic?
And it is a national show, so I will be on CBC
mm-hmm.
for 3 minutes.
Wow.
Hopefully I can get a plug in. I don't know if you can plug.
Don't think they're going to let you plug.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Shoutouts.
I don't know. Yeah.
Rosemary.
No, I think.
What is it about? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I think that maybe if they introduce. Are they going to give me an introduction?
Maybe they could say that. Most I'll get is probably comedian Alex Biron.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to plug
comedian.
But anyway. And it's about mental illness. Doing a little. Something I know too much about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be good. It's paid CBC work.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the CBC. That's nice. Canadian Broadcasting. Not that I don't love doing these community radio shows, which I do. I really do. And we almost raised $40,000 for the station.
Solely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah. Well, we really raised a lot. Did you get that email?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
You don't get a lot of the emails.
I do. I just don't read them.
Right.
I did get the email. I just don't click them.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going on, and so we're what this day. This is the, it's all blurring together. After we got that interview with the gardener. Oh, that's also today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to be at interview Randy Shore from the Vancouver Sun.
Why are we talking to a gardener? You gave me untold worlds of annoyance when I wanted to bring in a friend of mine who's an actor.
Right.
And now we're talking to a gardener.
Show some respect. This guy has a popular...
For you? Absolutely not.
No.
I respect him.
For Randy Shore.
Yeah.
He's got a popular blog on the Vancouver Sun about gardening. He had...
A bloggist.
He had a podcast more successful than the Canucks podcast.
Get out of town.
This was according to Randy Shore.
Yeah.
So it might be a bit biased.
You know, he invented gardening. Also, he told me that.
Yeah, before
plants,
people would just
kind of... That was him. He did that.
Struggle. Yeah.
Green?
He planted the first seed.
Wow. Well, never mind. Excuse me. I can't wait.
So that'll be nice. Yeah. And then I'm working tonight for the Irish Rovers.
Oh.
At the Vogue. So this is a day from hell.
Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah.
You should have just called in sick today.
I really... Would you have been okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I was here anyways.
Yeah. I really, really should have done that.
Yeah, because it sounds like you got a long day ahead of you.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be on that CBC going, my experience with mental health.
That'll actually be more interesting than what I wrote.
Yeah. Well, no.
This is actually fine because, you know what, we don't have to be there till 1:30, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to get a great 2 hours sleep.
Yep. Knock out a quick nap.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
I really need to go sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can finish up with the usual goodness here. If you want to reach us, you always can at 604podcast@gmail.com. My name, of course, is Simon Armstrong, and
I'm Alex Biron.
Where are you going to be, Alex?
I'm going to be at Kino Cafe next Tuesday. Next Thursday, I'll be at Benny's Bagels and Kits, quirky little show. And then the big one, Comedy Shocker at the Rickshaw.
Boom. And we're here every Thursday, 8 a.m. And you can also find our podcast, Uncensored, more ridiculousness than you can imagine. The last two episodes have been insane. On iTunes at Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. Thanks for listening.